Those are your diseases and redeems your life and protect around you with love and compassion and sad trust and bring good days so that your youth can renew like an eagle. Lord, my soul, and then to Lord, my soul, all my innocent being, praise His holy name. Get not a ten of him, and forget not a ten of him, and forget not a ten of him, and forget not all His benefits. As far as east is from the west, as far as east is from the west, as far as east is from the west, as far as east is from the west.
Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely Your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not want. I shall not want.
How majestic is your name from Psalm 8, 1 through 9, tells of God's creation and the wonder of it all, giving him all the glory for his works. We are praising God not only in song, but in dance. Psalm 51, 10 through 12 reads, God, create in me a pure heart in me. Give me a new spirit that is faithful to you. Don't send me away from you. Don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. Give me back the joy that comes from being saved by you. Give me a spirit that obeys you so that I will keep going. The song Create in Me puts this passage to music.
Thank you.
Hey, David.
You know, I'm having this problem trusting you.
Well, let's take a test.
Is there a book I need to read?
We could use that book. Like, there's plenty of that book here, but...
Oh, I think I know which one you're talking about. Is that that leather, gold-lettered one at the house that says Holy Bible on it?
Yeah, that
yeah,
book.
Yeah, we have a few of those in my house.
We don't need it right now. So
just Sam,
like that. Okay.
Yeah.
David, do you trust me?
I don't know how well you remember things, Jesus, but I literally just told you like 10 seconds ago, literally like 10 seconds ago, I do not trust you.
Well, I'm just going to say, David, do you trust me? And you'll say, yes, Jesus, I trust you.
Even if I don't trust you?
Yep, that's just part of the test, okay?
Okay.
David, do you trust me?
Yes, Jesus, I trust you.
Then fall back.
You mean like whoop, fall back?
Yeah, like whoop, fall back.
Okay. Should I hold my arms out like someone's actually going to catch me?
Sure, if that helps you.
Okay.
Okay, fall back.
Woo!
No,
see?
No.
Yay, we did
no.
it! Woohoo! Yeah, see?
No,
we did that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, we did that.
You're just...
Well, I mean, just there's like this much space between us, and you obviously couldn't do it, so I was just trying to help you out.
You need to trust me that I'm Jesus, and I will catch you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so...
Okay.
David, do you trust me?
Yes, Jesus, I trust you.
Then fall back.
Woo! See? We did
it! Good
woo-hoo.
Job! Okay, now to the next step. Okay?
Okay.
So
yeah.
Just,
oh, this is
no,
like,
no,
woo!
No,
oh,
okay.
I get it. It's
nope,
going to be this again.
Nope.
Whee!
Okay. So you're just going to stand right there. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
David, do you trust me?
Yes, Jesus, I do trust you.
Then fall back.
This guy is funny. He is funny. I mean, seriously, I don't know if you realize this, Jesus, but there's no one here. Big blank space. Whole emptiness of nothingness.
Okay, so
see?
Even though you
no,
can't
you just,
see anyone
no,
there,
there's no one there
and there's
me.
No one there, doesn't mean that there's no one there to catch you. You
but,
need to trust me.
But I don't need to take it to the next level or anything because I already trust you. I mean, when I came in this morning, no, I did not trust you. No, thumbs down, no trust. But now, I do trust
okay,
you
but
100%.
Okay, we need to take it to the next step, okay?
Well, no, we don't need to take it to the next level. I mean, I trust you so much, I could probably start a trust ministry or something if I wanted to. I trust you so much.
Okay.
Seriously, I trust you so much.
Come on, we
no,
need to do
no,
this.
No, I don't need to take it to the next level. This is too much. You know what, Jesus? I need to take it to the next level.
Okay. David, do you trust me?
Yes, Jesus, I trust you.
Then fall back.
Walk into this. Somebody is going to catch me, hopefully. Whoa! Somebody shot me!
Good
Jesus,
job!
I want someone
okay.
to catch me! Woohoo!
Let's go.
We did it!
As we continue on our next two songs, That I Made Well and He Freed Me, help us to know that as we seek God, we draw strength and courage from Him. He frees us from our fears and answers prayer. Are you praying for us as children? Do you know what to pray for when you do?
Salvation, Titus 2:11. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men.
First, please pray for salvation to come to the unbelieving, to your children, their friends, their neighbors.
Love of God's Word, Psalm 1:2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
Pray that we will love God's word and grow to find it more precious than pure gold or more precious than hours of video games.
Great. 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and the day of eternity. Amen.
Pray that we may know this amazing grace and continually grow in it, so we will know that even though we make a mistake, God still loves us and forgives us.
Love. Ephesians 5:2, and walk in love just as Christ also loved you, and gave himself up for us an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma.
Pray that we will live a life of love through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us, so we can forgive those who hurt us, even if it is a bully who hurts us over and over again.
Honesty and integrity. Psalm 25:25. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for thee.
Pray that honesty and integrity will be our protection so that we don't fall into a life of lying and cheating where no one will trust us.
Micah 6:8, he has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require if you must do justice? To love kindness and walk humbly with your God.
Pray that we love justice as God loves justice, and that we act justly in all that we do, so that we don't even feel tempted to steal another kid's belongings.
Mercy. Luke 6:36. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful.
Pray that we live to show this mercy so we can be friendly with everyone, including the kid that everyone makes fun of.
Respect. 1 Peter 2:17. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king.
Pray that we may show proper respect to everyone as the Bible commands, so that we will keep a good reputation with others in the community.
Biblical self-esteem, Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Pray that we develop a biblical self-esteem, realizing that we are created in Jesus Christ so that we don't feel so worthless that we have to put others down to feel better about ourselves.
Self-control. Thessalonians 5:6. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert and sober.
Pray that we will have self-control so we are able to say no if someone asks us if we want to join them in activities that can be harmful to ourselves or others.
Me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
Pray that we remain pure of heart and action so that we will protect ourselves from guilt.
Faithfulness, Habakkuk 2:4. Behold, as for the proud one, his soul is not right within him, but the righteous will live by his faith.
Pray that we remain faithful to God and His commandments, that we may not drift away from church just because friends say it's not cool.
Denton College, Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them. For the Lord God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail or forsake you.
Pray that we find strength and courage in God in all that we do so that we can remain a steadfast testimony for the Lord, even if we find ourselves in a very difficult situation. Our final song, We Will Not Fear, is based on several passages in Psalm 46. We are learning that by trusting in God, we need not be afraid. He is in control. We can take comfort and refuge in Him. All of our songs today have messages that we can use to guide us day by day. Music is a great way of helping us to remember God's Word.
God is a refuge and strength.